Brent Elliott is the Program Manager for Infestation Control and Sanitation for Industry Services with the Canadian Grain Commission. He joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Brent, thank you very much for joining us today. Harvest season is upon us, and farmers are getting the crops into the bin. First of all, I'll just get your comments, please, as a little bit of an icebreaker on the fact that it's important to monitor and keep monitoring the grain that it goes in the bin.
Absolutely, it is. It's, pretty well understood that farmers spend an awful lot of time in the field taking care of their fields, you know, all the preparation at the start of the year to prepare the seed bed, you know, manage the weeds at the start. Then as the crop is actively growing, they're monitoring for diseases and insects that are, you know, the pests that can affect their yield. And so they spend a ton of time, and by the end of the year, they've got a really nice crop coming out and they want to put it in the bin, but the work's not done once it gets to the bin.
The commission put out a press release on monitoring grain temperature and aerating grain. How important is that, especially now at this time of the year with the weather turning cooler?
Well, it's always helpful, actually, when the weather turns cooler. We may not like it all that much, but it's definitely something that can help us with our storage situations. So, you know, it depends on a number of factors when we're talking about what's going into the bin. How warm is it during harvest? Because if it's 30 degrees outside when you're harvesting, the grain's going in pretty darn close to that 30 degrees, which is awfully warm. We'd like to get that temperature down when we can. It's not always immediate, but sometimes sooner is better, if we can do that. And then as we go through the season, you know, when we get into that cold weather, we sometimes think that, hey, the grain should be fine. You know, I got that temperature down early. It's in a good place. But there's lots of factors that can heat up that grain too, whether it's insect activity, whether it's fungal growth, or even if it's just air convection currents in the bins that naturally occur due to sunlight shining on the bins. We can sometimes have hot spots develop, and you can sometimes see rot or molds or infestation, and that's no good for your crop.
I also notice here, Brent, in the press release that aeration systems and how they work, with diagrams in the press release, can also be effective. How important is that to keep that effective, to keep the grain the way it should be as far as possibly proper yield is concerned?
Well, your yield is your yield, and so what we're trying to do is preserve that yield, right? We don't want to have the grade go down. We don't have the quality go down. We certainly don't want to have any rot. And so the monitoring of temperature is really your best indicator for what's going on in your bin. And, you know, that can happen in a couple of ways, of course. We have, you know, older bins that maybe do not have electronic temperature probes in them, and so we have to monitor those manually, and we should do that probably about every 2 weeks. You know, if we have a newer bin and we've got some great temperature probes in there and it's delivering the data right to your phone or your computer, then that's obviously much easier. You don't have to go out and walk right up to the bin or anything like that, and it can give you that information. But we have goals for temperatures for bins that we'd like to get to, and like I say, in the fall we can't necessarily achieve those bins temperatures in the bins depending on what the temperature is outside. And our first goal is usually around 18 degrees Celsius is what we like to target. And 18 degrees Celsius is important because that's basically the temperature where the insects stop feeding and they will stop their reproductive activity. So you may have insects in the bin, but you're not going to get more if you can get it down to 18 degrees Celsius. The second temperature we like to throw at people is about 15. It's really no different than that 18 in certain respects, in that we're just trying to build in a bit of a buffer and get it a little bit lower, just in case it does heat up at one point and you happen to miss it, you don't get back up above that 18 and start getting reproductive activity. At about 10 degrees Celsius, we start seeing pretty significant mortality in a lot of the insect pests that might be in your bin, so they'll actually start dying off, which is pretty much ideal. We don't like bugs in our bins. And then the other temperature that we do throw at people is if you happen to have rusty green beetle, which is a particular type of pest that we have in Canada. Well, everybody has it in the world, but we have it in Canada, and it's important to Canada because it happens to be a sort of a rotten little bug that's very, very cold tolerant. So if you do have rusties in your bin, we like to get that temperature down to minus 20 degrees Celsius for a week because they can survive at, for the bin temperature is minus 10. They aren't doing anything, but they're also not dying.
Does proper maintenance of not only your crop, but the bin as well, does that play a factor in it?
For sure it does. You want to have your bins in good shape, no leaks, no extra access points for bugs to get in there. And we're a bit late to talk about what I'm talking about now because guys are actively harvesting and they're very busy in the fields. But prior to this time of year, you would like to do a little bit of bin cleaning, a little maintenance on it, you know, to make sure everything's sealed up properly to get rid of any of the old residues that might actually be infested. And we certainly don't want to see new grain going on to old grain because that old grain may be harboring insect pests. And so you're taking your wonderful, pristine new crop and putting it into a situation where it'll become immediately infested, which is something we really want to see people avoid.
And that makes a difference in the price of the grain, does it not?
Oh, for sure it will, yes. Yeah. Yeah, and you know, at delivery, if insects are detected, you can be outright rejected. You may have to truck that grain back to the farm to get it treated before they'll accept delivery again. So it can have tremendously big impact if you're showing up with infestation. Additionally, you can see yield loss go down, right? You know, insects will feed in the grain. You get lots of broken kernels, become dockage sort of thing. So you're losing money.
I know. The harvest has begun. We are praying, we're keeping our fingers crossed that all goes well for the farmers, all goes well for the crop. What is your estimation on the prairies, I guess, in general, of farmers hopefully having a good harvest?
Well, we have a little bit of data that was reported fairly recently regarding the harvest and prairie wheat harvest, and that would include the piece, of course, is about 50% complete right now. And, the CWRS that's coming off is in quite good shape. It's mostly grading out at a number one from what we hear, so that's very good. We are seeing that the Amberjurum is having a bit of a lower test weight than might be hoped for, but we've seen that in the past, and it hasn't provided too much of an impact at export, so that's okay. But where we are a little bit concerned, I can't say what's going on in the piece and sort of the northern regions of Alberta, Saskatchewan, but certainly in the south around Regina and around Winnipeg, we've had some rainfall of late with harvest ongoing, and so we may see some mildew issues occurring there. But so far, it's looking good for what's been something of a drought year.
Brent Elliott is the Program Manager for Infestation Control and Sanitation for Industry Services with the Canadian Grain Commission. Brent, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Thank you for inviting me.